We are up to Perek Ches, Pasik Tes Vav, Kaveh L'Shalom V'Ein Tov. Okay, so let's begin. Kaveh L'Shalom V'Ein Tov, Pasik again. Perek Ches, Pasik Tes Vav. Kaveh L'Shalom, it's going to be a very difficult time. At the time of the Chorban, and people are never going to give up hope. When things are very dark, people are going to kaveh, they're going to hope. Like, you know the word kaveh Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecha. Same thing over here, kaveh is they will yearn, they will hope for peace. Always seeking a chance that maybe things will get better, but unfortunately v'ein toif. No good will come. It's very interesting that this pasuk is relating that peace and Shot and Toiv are two sides of the same coin. Two different sides of one coin. So the same coin. Toiv is peace. When there's peace, everything is good. When things are good, there is peace. The Ace Marpe, people will seek. People are going to seek healing. Healing. Vihine v'osa, and instead of healing, is going to be terror. It's a very interesting parallel, is that healing is the opposite of terror. When a person, Rachman Litzlan, is not in a state of good health, it's frightful. There is a degree of fear what the future, what will come in the future. Let's see the Mitzvot stuff in the Pasuk Tezvav. Kaveh l'shalom, hineheim yikabul l'shalom v'lo yeh'toif. People are going to hope, they're going to yearn, maybe things will get good, but the pasuk says that good is not coming. Ki lo yavei hashalom, because peace is not coming. Le'es marpei. So the Metzudas explains that you have to repeat the word kaveh a second time. It's as if the pasuk says kaveh le'es marpei. People living at this time are yearning that a time of healing should come. Yikavu le'es marpei v'hine va. And as we mentioned before, marpei, what is marpei? Marpei in this context means people's anxieties. People are suffering from anxiety, from terror, and they need to be healed from this, from stress. But instead, it gets worse and worse. V'hine v'asa, terror arrives. Le'es marpei, yikavu le'es marpei v'hine le'vo v'asa v'ra'ai. But instead it comes terror. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk, there is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak. Pasuk, Tesvav kum l'kaveh l'shalom. Mekar. This is the root. The root of the word is, the word kaveh. Kaveh is the shorish itself. Let's just see what this means. Kloimar v'im dekaveh l'shalom mehoyef. If people will hope for have peace from the enemy, ve'ein toiv ve'einenu hashalom shehu toiv. It's not coming. Peace and goodness are one and the same, and nothing came of it. Le'etz marpei behei. The word marpei here is spelled with a hey at the end of a word, k'moy ba'alef. Normally marpei is spelled with an aleph at the end. Refuah. Refuah is an aleph. And here there's a hey at the end. Im kivinu le'es refuah mimachov hatzaros v'hinei b'asa. So just saying it's not a problem. Sometimes the hand, the aleph, can be interchanged. But instead of peace, instead of healing coming, there's a time of terror, tzaros, gedolos.
Maybe it means that it's not a true refuah by not having the aleph. Maybe it indicates a
but they're hoping. They're hoping for refuah.
Yeah, but an illusory refuah.
Okay. They're hoping for refuah, but it's not coming. Let's see the words of the Hinei V'Asanu Radak. Tsaroi skidoilois shemachidim v'shemachisim oisanu. Pain, great pains which cause are terror. Terror, here the word V'Asa is just another word for tsaroi skidoilois. The Yoinasam tier game will be Idan Slichus Chayvin Veha Paranus Chatwin. Let's see over here the entire Targum inside. And Pasik Tezvav. The Targum reads Sabarno Lishlom. Sabarno means to hope, to yearn. We actually this is the word that's used in Davening. At the end of Davening, you know, some people say there's a Pasik Lishu Oscho Kivisi Hashem. Hashem, Kivisi Hashem, Lishuas Hashem. You take those three words and you read it in three different, you read it all the possible combinations. And then we translate it into Aramaic, and the translation is Saboronis Lefurkonoch Hashem. We yearned for your salvation. So that's exactly what the Targum uses the word over here. Kivinu means the means of your Sabar No Lishlom. We yearned for peace. The less top, but good did not come. Now here is the unique chiddush of the Targum. Mm-hmm. What does it mean over here? Le'es marpei. Marpei, he interprets slicha. We made a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he forgive us for our sins. Healing throughout Chazal is always synonymous with slichas avoinas. And this is what the Targum says, ulidan slichus chayvin, that instead, at the time when we made a request that we should be forgiven for our sins, what happened? V'ha puranus chet'in, we were punished for our sins. Not only did Hashem reject our request for slicha, Hashem actually punished us for our sins, obviously because our request for forgiveness was insincere. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk tezayin. Midon nishma nacharas susav. From Don. Now, Don simply means the northeast of Eretz Yisrael. Shevet Don, if you look on the map in Sefer Yeshua, the section of the land which the Chelek Don took their portion, it's the uppermost portion of the land, the northeast of the land is Chelek Don. That is where the enemy will arrive from. As we mentioned in the beginning of the Sefer, Mitzofoin Tiposacharaah, that from the north is where the enemy will arrive. Nebuchadnezzar is in the north, Babel is in the north, or even if it's not in the north, but the path, the travel, the highway that takes the people in is from the north. So here they are arriving. And when they arrive in the northeast of Eretz, the territory of Dan, Nishma, it can be heard, Nacharas, Susav, can be heard, the Nacharas means the snorting of the horses, like the sneezing of the horses, we'll see, the breath that comes, the neighing of the horses, Mikol Mitzahaloi Sabirov, we can hear the shouts of the mighty ones. The mighty ones refer specifically to the horses, we'll see in a moment. Rasha Kol Aretz, the entire earth quaked. When the enemy arrived, there was a very great sound. Vayavohu, they have arrived. Vayochu Eretz Umuloa, Nebuchadnezzar consumed, he conquered the entire land and its fullness. Ir, the city, the Yeshiva, and the people who live in the city. Pasuk Yitzayin, Ki Himni Mishlech Bochem Nechashim Tzifonim. Hashem says, I'm going to send against you poisonous snakes. A tzifoni is a specific type of snake. It's an old snake. It's a snake. It's when the snake gets old, it's called a tzifoni. And there's a very big chesaron with a tzifoni, a very big berharer. A tzifoni is deaf. When a snake gets old, it becomes hard of hearing. And this becomes a very big problem for people, because the people who are skilled in lachash, in whispering, there's an art of knowing how to tame a snake, how to whisper something to a snake to keep it calm and not bite. But when the snake is deaf or hard of hearing, then all of the skills of the lochash, of the person who's professionally trained in keeping the snake from harming people, is of no benefit because the snake can't hear. And that's what the pasuk says, I'm going to send you the nechashim tzifaynim asha'ein lohem lochash, the technique of lechisha is not going to work. The nishchu etzchem, the snake's going to bite you. No, Hashem, so says Hashem. Let's see these two psukim inside. The mitzvah is pasuk tezayin. Tezayin, the pasuk says, midon, the od yoyev midon b'tzei gvul eret yishol. When the enemy arrives in the northern section of the land, that's very, very far. We have to remember, the time of the Churban, there was only one that was left. The only one that was left was Yehuda and Binyamin, and they were living in Yerushalayim. So there's a very great distance between Yehuda and Yerushalayim, between Yehuda and Don. And from the Yerushalayim all the way until Dan, the land was vacant. The land was completely empty. Yet there was so much noise, there was such a commotion, such a tumult that was coming from the north. When people living in Yerushalayim could hear the loud sounds of the enemy marching, yeah, nishma nacharas. So some you can hear the nacharas. You can hear the sound that comes out from their nostrils. If you look in the Mitzudos Tzion, he explains the word nacharas. Hakol hayotzei min nechirav, the sound that comes from the nostrils. Heim nikvei ho'af. These are the nostrils. V'chein hod nacharo emo. Another pasuk which says they're also in that context. It means the nostrils. Mikol mitzahalots maharamas kol giburav rasha kol aretz. From the sound of the tzahalots, the shouts. Okay, the tzahala. Sahala means an excitement which comes forth through sound. The sounds of the chasanim which are shouting in joy. Today, when Mordechai wrote the letter to the Jews, ooh, it's a good day today. Ki Hashem diber toiv al Yisrael. Okay, we call mitzalos. May Aramas call the Giburav Rosh Galaris from the sound of the shouts of the Gibarim, the entire earth quaked. Umiloya hadvarim sharitz mleya mehem. The enemy conquered the earth and also took possession of all of its assets. Ir yoyvedu kol ir v'hayoshemba. The city was destroyed and all of the inhabitants. Pasuk Yitzayin, Hashem says, "I'm watch out. I'm going to send against you poisonous snakes. Mishalech bochem agare bohem nechashim. I will provoke. I will cause snakes to enter." Vehem yinashu eschem, and these snakes will bite you. What is the deeper meaning? Ritzoynoi loymar, loy tuchlu l'ratzos esoyev v'dvarim rachim v'tachanunim. There will be no negotiations. There will be no diplomacy, negotiations. The enemy is not. These are wicked people. What? No appeasement. These are people that are not subject to listening to kind, soft words. Rashi, Pasuk Tezayin, Nacharas Susaf, the sounds that come through the nostril of the horses, Atishus Nichirav. Itrush means to sneeze. To sneeze, the sneezing of the Nichirav of its nostrils. Now there's halach in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Gemara Masechta the Brachos. If a person sneezes, we won't spend time on this, if a person sneezes in the middle of Shemona Esrei, it's a good sign. It's a simin tov. It's a sign in Hashemayim that your tefillah has been accepted. Now, of course, this does not mean the person will bring the shul with him, will bring some peppers, and then in the middle of the Sadat of Shemona Esrei, you'll start the smelling and you'll sneeze, and everyone's going to say, wow, this fellow is tzaddik. Let's. It will do good for his shidduch resume. It doesn't work like that. It has to be. And if a person has a cold, if a person is not feeling well, he has a cold and he's sneezing, it doesn't mean anything. However, in a situation where, for no reason whatsoever, a person cannot attribute the reason why he sneezed in the middle of Shemona Esrei is for any particular reason, he does not suffering from a cold, and there's nothing in the air that should cause him to sneeze, and yet he sneezes, it's Hashkocha Pratis, it's a Gemara, it's a Shulchan Aruch, it is a good sign. And the Gemara also says that a person passes gas in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and it makes a sound, that's not a good sign. That's called an itush lamata. itush lamata. Now, but if there's an itush, if there is a sneeze in the nostrils, it's a good sign. The question is, what's the significance? So there are many ideas. There's many ideas why it's significant, but the simplest of them all is from this pasuk. This pasuk describes the enemy is arriving. Now, from our perspective, it's a very great sorrow, but from the perspective of the enemy of Nebuchadnezzar and his strong men, they are on a path of success. They are now marching forth. They are on a path to succeed, to conquer, and to achieve. And the way their success is described is with these two words, Nacharas Susaf, the sneezing of the horse. And the horse represents the Koyach of Gevura. And Koyach of Gevura, good morning, Roy. It represents the Koyach of Gevura. And success. So therefore, when a person is in this situation where he is sneezing, this is considered to be a good sign. So let's see the next words of Rashi, Midon Nishma. Now here is, let's right away jump to the Targum, because Rashi is quoting the Targum. Let's read, this is a very important Targum. What is in Midon Nishma Nacharas Susav? Let's review. We concluded that Don means from the northeast section of Eretz Yisrael. That is the location where Nebuchadnezzar will arrive. That's where the airport is. Well, it's in Tel Aviv, but not in the ancient airport. What? That's the border. That is where he's going to arrive, and we're going to hear the loud sounds. But that's not the way. That's not the way the Medrash, the Targum. The Targum is drawing from the Medrash. Let's see what it says over here.
Answer the question: why there?
Why done? Yeah. Well, on the Al Derech Pshat. Derech Pshat, because that is the entry point. That's where the road when you travel on the highway, the road that takes you to Eretz Yisrael from Babel arrives in the section of Don, the northeast section. But the Targum says something a little different. He's taking an idea that's based on the Medrash. Al di folchul egla dividon, because the Jewish people worshipped the calf that was set up in Dan. This refers to Yerov ben Nevat. He set up two egle Azov, two golden calves, one in Dan and one in Beis El, to prevent the Klal Yisrael, the ten Shvatim, from being oile l'regel three times a year. This is when he broke off the Malchus. He separated the Malchus, split between the Malchus Yehuda and the Malchus of Israel. There were two golden calves which the people worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, and because this terrible sin, al did fol filachu le'egla dividon, that is why Midah Keneged Midah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is now going to allow the enemy to enter. They're going to come Melech, the king, Bema Shir Yose. Bema Shir Yose means with his camp. Bema Shir Yose means his army. His army. Yisak Alehoin will enter, will ascend, Vigale Yason, and will exile the Jewish people. So Don over here means it's because of the chait of Don. Now there's an obvious difficulty, and that is that chait was the chait of the Aseres Hashvatim. That was not a chait of Yehuda. Right now we're discussing the time of Golos. The Golos, the only ones that are left is Yehuda and Binyamin. They had nothing to do with the Egle Zav in Don and Basel. And the obvious answer to the obvious question is, it's true, they did not worship it, but they tolerated it. It was tolerated. And it was a trickle-down effect. If the people of Yehuda and Binyamin did not tolerate Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, period, then they would not have been able to succeed for a long period of time worshipping a golden calf in Dan. Therefore, they are guilty. They're guilty through their silence, and that's why now they're going to suffer. In fact, that's really was the chait of, that's the chait of the Egel Hazaf. How many people actually worship the Egel Hazaf? 3,000 people. There were 600,000 males. Only 3,000 people worship the Egel Hazav. So why should the entire Klal Yisrael have to suffer? The answer is tolerance. It was tolerated. It was tolerated. It was accepted. That's also the first explanation. That's the chiluk between Shavuos B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. We have two different points, the two different endpoints of this. Bein HaMitzvah is Tisha B'Av, and Shavuos B'Tammuz. What's the chiluk? Shavuos B'Tammuz is when Klal Yisrael worship the Egel. Tisha B'Av is when they cried after hearing the report of the Meraglim that it's not worthy of entering Eretz Yisrael. The people cried the night of Tisha B'Av. What is the difference between the two? Shavuos B'Tammuz, the chait was tolerance. The vast majority did not do an Avera, but they tolerated it when other people did an Avera. On Tisha B'Av, everyone cried. The people themselves, the entire Klal Yisrael, 600,000 people themselves accepted the Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, and they cried, it's not worthy to enter into Eretz Yisrael. So the two endpoints of the Bein HaMitzarim are tolerating someone else's chait, and the end point is the chait of doing an Avera by yourself, doing the Avera. So here we have Don. Don is the chait of toleration. Okay, back to the Targum. Then it says Mikol Pisius Gibor Rohi. If due to the sound, the footsteps of the mighty men, Yizuun Kol Yasrei Ara, the entire Rasha means it shook. The entire earth shook. Yesun v'yivzun ara, they came, they plundered the land. Umelo its fullness. Kirvaya, the city Udayasvin Bahon, and everyone that lived inside. Okay, that part is just a translation, but the Rashi is really focusing on the first part of the pasuk and giving us a drush as to the significance of Don al Diflachu le'eglo divadon. Next, Mitzalos Abirav, you can hear from Don the shouts of the mighty men. Who are the Abirav? Abirav means are the horsemen. Tzahalois, mischak, the horses. Tzahalois, the shouts, mischak, the delight of susav, of their horses. Umotzim b'mokim acher, susim nikroim abirim. Horses are called by the name abirim. Midaharois, daharois abirav. That means from the collection, it means the collection of the mighty ones. Lashon sus. The Abirav, the collection of horsemen, the Parashav, Lashoin Sus Doiher, Pasuk Menachum, it means a horse that makes sounds. Okay, the Yonas Antirgei Mikol Pisios Giborohi, he translates, it doesn't mean the sound of the horse, but it means the sound of, like we read, the Targum means the mighty warriors. Pasuk Yitzayin, Hashem says, I'm going to send the Hashem Tzifan, poisonous snakes. L'soiv Shivishon Naset Tzefa. So here, what is a Tzefa? A Tzefa is an old snake. It's 70 years old. It's a Zokain. 70-year-old snake, it becomes a Tzefa. When a snake is 80 years old, it's deaf. It shuts down its ear, and it no longer is able to listen to the sound of the charmer. Shenemar, k'may pesen chayresh, yatem ozno, like a pesen. Pesen means like a snake, a serpent that is old. That's yatem ozno, that closes its ear, hushnemar asher ein lohem lochash, and that's what it says over here, that there is no lochash. Now it's interesting that it says in the Medrash says that there is, you find the concept of a snake in the worst times of Klal Yisrael and in the best times of Klal Yisrael. I don't remember the pasuk, I think it's pasuk in Yeshaya, is that when Mashiach will come, that children will put their hand on the opening of a snake hole, and nothing will happen to the child. Things, there will be the world will be at a state of peace where even the animals will not attempt to inflict harm upon man. And the example the pasuk gives is a child will set his hand on the opening of a hole where a snake lives, and the child, you don't know, the parents don't have to worry that this child will be bitten by a poisonous snake. And here the pasuk says that when the Churban is coming, Hashem is going to send specifically poisonous snakes, and they will bite, they will sting the adults, even the adults who have at their disposal the best, the most advanced, skillful charmers, who can under normal circumstances can whisper something to the snake to prevent the snake from biting, will be unsuccessful. So we see here what's very interesting is the contrast. The Medrash points out the contrast of snakes in good times versus snakes in bad times. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak Pasuk Tes Zayin. Radak says, Nidon Yishmal, Lefi Shol Yekitzei Eretz Yishol Zohar. Since the first Rashi quotes, the first Radak quotes Rashi in Mitzudos, he's saying the same idea as the Mitzudos, is that Don is the northeast of the land, it's the boundary. The Yoinus and Tergum, the second interpretation is from the Targum, Al Diflachu Le'iglo Didon Melech Demashu Yosei Yisak. Because the Jewish people, they worship the eagle, the gold calf in Don, the king, he refers to the Nebuchadnezzar, Bimash Riyosi means with his camps, with his army, Yisak will ascend to conquer the land, Alehon, Vigalei Yosoin, and will exile the Jewish people. Nacharas Susav, so we had also two interpretations. Does this mean, the Nacharas means the Atishas Susav, the sneezing of the horse. Vinikreis Huatisha Kain, when a horse sneezes, it is called Nacharas, Al Shem HaNechirim, Shehem Nikve Ha'af. The sound is produced through a forced gush of air going through a small opening in the body through the nostrils. That is what produces the unique sound of the sneeze of a horse. Then we come to the next part, is Nikol, the Nikol Mitzahalos Abirav, Al Susim Amar Abirav. So first we have the first interpretation of the word Abirav is a reference to the horses. The horses are neighing, they're making loud sounds. Umitzahalos Inin Hashmoas Kol, Hasusim, Mitzahalov Ismecho, Kmosh Nemar, Al Sus, Idiosis Bekoyach, period. And then he quotes the Targum that it does not refer to the horses, but it refers to the Giborim. The horse is a code word for a Gibor, someone who is successful, who is mighty. And when the people are going to hear the sound of the Giborim, when they're shouting to ascend, the marching of the Giborim, this is what is going to bring terror. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem says He's going to send poisonous snakes. Ki hinani mishlech bochem perusha ki targumoy ha ano migorei v'choin amamin kotolin ki chivaron. Okay, let's go look at the Targum. In fact, instead of looking from, reading it from here, let's read it from inside. The Targum Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Arei ho ano migorei v'choin amamin, I'm going to send amamin nations. A snake, according to the Targum, is a metaphor for a nation, kitoilin, that will commit murder, kichevon churmonin, like a poisonous snake. Churmonin means, it's a translation of the word tsifoini. It seems like he's translating tsifoini it's a translation of this type of snake. Asher, the less lochin lachasha, that cannot be charmed. The yiktilun yaschoin amar Hashem, and it will bring death. Okay, back to the Radak. Radak says, "Kini b'shtech b'chem peirusha kitagibuch anoam megoy v'choin amin kotlin kichivavon churmanin poisonous snakes." The less lochin lachasha, the katan yosod amar Hashem. Okay, so that concludes the Radak. Okay, now we come to pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Ches is a tongue twister. If you get the Haftarah, if you on with reading the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av, make sure you practice this word with the chop. It's extremely weird to have one word, and in the one word you have both a mercha and a tibcha. I don't know how many times this appears in Tanakh, even in Chumash. I don't think yudin. What?
Plus three yudin in one yud too.
There are three yudin in one. That's tradition. Three yudin. This word is This word is not an easy word to translate, and that's why it's subject to much interpretation and many midrashim. But it means mavli gisi. I attempted. We'll learn now for the moment, like the mitzudos stavid. I attempted to be mechazek myself. I attempted to strengthen myself at this moment of desperation. However, let's read it together with the next words. Alei yagon, I attempted to strengthen myself against the anguish that was coming upon me. There was great anguish that was coming upon me, and I attempted to strengthen myself. However, I was unsuccessful. Olai libi davoi, it did not work. My heart was still in a state of pain. Let's see the mitzvahs immediately to explain this. Let's see. Pasuk Yud Ches, how he learns. He says, Mavli gisi, ritzoinoi loimar. There's no simple translation for this word. It does not appear anywhere else in Tanakh. Im omarti, if I said, eschazek, that's the key word, I will strengthen myself, al hayogon, Leval asmidba, that it should not affect me. I should not be preoccupied with anguish. So these words go together. Mavli gisi ale yogon. If I attempted, if I said to myself, if I made an attempt to shelter myself from the yogon that continuously comes upon me by putting myself in a better frame of mind, I was unsuccessful. The pasuk concludes, "Avolo uchal." Why? Ki olai libi davoi. Upon my heart entered pain. Davoi is an expression of tsar. A woman who is a nida, or a woman who is a zava, and is experiencing a continuous flow of blood, is in a state of weakness, of sickness, and she's called. It's also there. The same word is used Dova. Isha ki si a dova mibisara. A flow of blood is coming from her body, which brings upon her a degree of weakness.
Dova and Zova are probably related.
It's very good. The Dal and the Zayin are interchanged. Look at the Mitzudos Tzion. That's not a kash. That's easy to exchange. Look at the Mitzudos Tzion. Mavli gisi inyon hischazkus kmo v'avligo me'ot. Let me strengthen myself just a bit. Davoy miloshon madve v'choili. Weakness and illness.
So there is a similar word in
the Iyu. Okay, there is a similar word, but it's not exactly the same form. The form is a little bit different. You only have the one Iyu, like you said, only one Iyu. Here you have here, Mav Li Gi Si, I attempted to be mechazik myself, alay, against the Yogon. Alay here means to shelter myself against the Yogon that is coming upon me, but I was unsuccessful. Olai libi davoy. Rashi.
Who's trying to strengthen?
The people. The people. The Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are trying. Or you know, you have a very good point. Maybe it's Yirmiyah. Maybe that's what part of the. That's maybe it's Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is really representing Klal Yisrael. I think Yirmiyah is really, he's expressing the frustration of Klal Yisrael. Yirmiyah, of course, is speaking, but is he saying in reference to himself as a private person? Or is he saying this as impersonating the entire Klal Yisrael? Probably both. Or even according to the Medrash, Hashem is speaking this. Hashem is saying this about himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I tried to strengthen myself from the suffering that I'm experiencing at the destruction of my people, but I was unsuccessful. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says something very similar. Mav li gisi la yagon kemo hiv lagti. Now what does that word mean? V'shem davar hu. So first you just change the word, and in Kolaimar will come to the French in a moment. Imamarti Av ligo the esapak olai yigoni. If I will like vayisapak hamon vayavo el beso, he held back. He held back. So here it means it's similar to Mitzudas but different. Mavli gisi ale yagon. I try to hold myself back from experiencing pain. Now that's very different than attempting to strengthen yourself. Okay, this is probably, go talk to a psychologist, they'll probably tell you there's a very, when you're dealing with, in a situation of tsar, so do you, what's the technique? What do you do when you're suffering? So either you attack it head on, one technique is, let's go through, what is bothering you?
Right.
What's bothering you?
Let go of your feelings, and the other is to suppress.
To suppress it.
And this is,
so this is the machlekes between Rashi and the Mitzudos Tzion. Let's review the idea. Person is suffering. He remembers an event that happened in his life. And it just gives him grief. So what do you do? So either just put it out of your mind. Don't think about it. Train yourself never ever to think about this event, because if you think about it, it's going to cause you grief. That's really what Rashi is saying. Suppress it. Suppress it. Some psychologists say if you suppress it, it's not going to work, because eventually it's going to bubble up and you're going to explode. So what you have to do is you have to take the bull by the horns and let it out. How do you let it out? Let's go through it again. We live the experience over and over again. Sit down on my couch and tell me exactly what happened. Let's relive the experience. And as you relive the experience, you immediately deal with it. You analyze it. And you discuss it. And you express it. And you mechazik yourself that this is something that should not bother me. Very, very different approach. Completely two opposite approaches. Two different approaches in how to deal with problems. I'm sure in psychologists, when they're trained, obviously there are times when one approach is better than the other approach. And all of this is rooted in the machloikis between the Mitzudos and Rashi. See, everything comes down to this. Okay, so Rashi will be saying that. You have a translation for this word in French?
He says it means suppress.
Vayisapak hamon, he controlled himself. Vayavo el beso, he suppressed, he saw that Mordechai refused to bow down to him.
If I could suppress, that's how he's trying.
Mavli gisi, Ale, but Rashi seems to say, "Maligisi ale yogon." I suppress myself from allowing the yogon to affect me. I suppress myself from the experience of letting the yogon get to me. Just like Haman saw, Mordechai did not bow down. Haman saw that Mordechai did not bow down. He was filled with rage. He could have immediately went and killed Mordechai, but he knew that would not work out. That would not do. He would polls his would not do very well. He would not be accepted as what? The whole thing would not work out. So he had to control himself. He suppressed his anger by Yavol Beso, and he came up with a more elaborate plan to hang him. His wife gave him
and his brothers
also.
No, it doesn't have something.
He couldn't withhold his feelings, so he
went into the other room.
And he could not hear by
Lo Yosef.
Yosef was unable to control his emotions. Lo Yachol Hisapek, and therefore he had to leave. He was going to cry. He was unable to suppress his feelings, so he had no choice but to walk out into the other room and cry privately. Very good. Okay. So these are the two different interpretations. It's a very, very. I think it's a good yisoid in dealing with to come back to Mav Ligisi Ale Yagon. I was unsuccessful. Olai libida olai l'rashi mikol nevuos. Olai means from the Yirmiyah speaking, when I from the sound of the prophecy haniglos elai biparanos habaos of the punishments that were coming, I was unable. I tried to suppress my feelings of anguish, but olai libida voi, but I was unable to.
That means suppression.
Maybe in this case it was overwhelming, but that's the question. When is it? We all know, we all do this in our own lives. You don't need a psychologist. Something. Every person is bothered by something. Like he was here, the Rabbi Dr. Fried. What did he tell us? That 20% of the day you're controlling yourself, right? It's 20% of the day a person is controlling himself, not to do something that he would otherwise do. That's an amazing statistic. 20% of the day, 20% of your time, a person is controlling himself, withholding from doing something he would ordinarily do. So how do we deal with this? So we know ourselves. Sometimes we just try to distract ourselves. If you're hungry, you want to eat something, and you know it's not good. It's not good for you. So distract yourself. And sometimes you deal with it. You fight it. You fight it head on to conquer the Yetzer Hara. These are two techniques. Sometimes one works, sometimes one does not work. Okay, so again, so therefore my heart was in a state of pain because of the prophecy that I see the horror that is coming upon Klal Yisrael. Let's see Radak. Radak Pasek Mavligisi. Mavligisi Lo Yagon Inyan Hischaskus. So right away take note that the Radak is taking sides. He's learning like the Mitzudos David. It means I strengthen myself. I'm going to conquer this feeling of pain. Kamo V'Avliga Ma'ot. As Yirmiyah the Eiyov said the same thing, I'm going to strengthen myself just a bit. Rabbi Yonah Perush Hamila Zos Mukeves Mipol Upoeles. So he's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know who this Rabbeinu Yonah is. Rabbi Yonah. It's two different. A poel Upoeles from actions. I'm not sure what that means. Ki mea poel omer mav ligi u mea poeles mav ligi si. It's a nutrikin. It's not a real word. He made up a word. Yirmiyah here seems to be making up words. And what is the minam mahanavi? Anoshim v'noshim machzikim osi ale yagon. I guess it's the feminine. It seems like the masculine and the feminine. Men and women machzikim osi ale yagon. They are being machzik me from not the men and women who are.
Men and women who are
mechazek
me,
Omar Lohem. Omar Lohem shaloi uchal hischazek. I respond to them. People are trying to give me chizuk. Mavli gisi. There are men and women trying to hear me. Don't worry. Don't be so upset. Do alei from coming to a state of yagon. You're wasting your time. Lochal hischazek ki olai libi davoy. My pain, my heart is in a state of pain. I see what's coming. As Rashi said, I see in my nevuah there's going to be churbin, and there's nothing you can do to calm me down. This is when people tell me to be quiet, Yirmiyah, do not worry, everything is going to be okay. Don't be so upset. it's not going to work. I have prophecy. The world is coming to an end. Rabbi Moshe Perash, now he quotes his brother. Right? He quotes his father very often. He quoted Rabbi Yoina, and now he's quoting his brother, Perish Hamila, Sham, Mavligis, Bishekel Marbis. Okay, shekel means in the form, in the grammatical form of Marbis, Shehi Bitashlumo Marbisi, Uvimishkolo Mavligisi. Now what does that mean? When he's taking the word, what does this mean? So Amar Hanavi explains here, Hischaski Allah Yagon Kloimar, She'ertzel Hischazek Ale Yigoini Lohal. Same thing really it seems, I think that's really what the Mitsudo said. I'm trying to be mechazik myself from not suffering, but I was unsuccessful. Ki olai libi davoi, umash amar olai libi davoi, al tsarasi, moisef al tsaras Yisrael. Shani moichi cham v'lo yishmuli. I have a double tsara. Number one, I feel the pain of Klal Yisrael. And number two, I feel my own pain, that I am unsuccessful. I am a failure. Yirmiyah is complaining about himself that I'm a failure. I'm unable to influence the people from doing tshuva. V'zeh shamar olai. Olai means it's all my fault. It seems that what he's saying over here is something very, very deep, that Yirmiyah, he lived with enormous guilt. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he felt it was his fault. That's what the Mitzvah, the Radak seems to be saying. It's my fault. Hashem designated me as a Navi. As the very beginning of Sefer Yirmiyah, Hashem does not set you up for failure. If Hashem gives you a mission, that means you're up to the mission, you're up to the task. And therefore, if Hashem gave me this mission to give Musa to Klal Yisrael to prevent them from the Churban from happening, it means if I was successful, if I played my cards right, I would have succeeded and prevented the Churban from coming. But I was unsuccessful, and therefore it's my fault. And the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash and the Golus of Klal Yisrael, it's my fault. I accept responsibility. And therefore, for the remainder of my days, I'm going to live with this guilt. Okay, now, there is a very beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says that the word Mavligisi is Roshe Tevos for the word Mibli Higisi Naase Besi Giti. Like that? One more time. Mavligisi, it's Nutrikin for five words. One to five words. Mibli higisi, because I did not meditate. What does it mean, meditate? Meditate means to study Torah. Because of the avon of bittul Torah, my Beis HaMikdash was trampled upon as one tramples upon grapes in a wine press. When you have grapes, and the way grapes are put into a wine press, what do? You step on the grapes in order to crush the grapes and to produce wine. The Beis HaMikdash was trampled upon by the enemy as if the Beis HaMikdash was grapes in a wine press. Why did this happen?
Gas,
giti. Why did this happen? Because mibli higisi, because I did not meditate. Meditate here refers to I did not think in the words of Torah. And indeed, we all know the Gemara says that this is the part of the Hadith of Torah. They were actually coming to this. The end of the Haftorah of Yirmiyah, Alma of the Haaretz. The question was asked, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a Churban to the Beis HaMikdash? The question was asked to the Nevi'im, they did not know. It was brought to the Chacham, they did not know. The question was asked to the Malachim, they did not know. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and gave the answer, Sheloi Beruchoi Batoira Techila. The reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because they did not recite Birchois HaTorah. Now, it doesn't just mean, that of course requires interpretation, but the basic idea is there was a lack of appreciation for Torah, and therefore was not worthy in their eyes to waste time in making a bracha on the study of Torah. If they did not make a bracha on the study of Torah, obviously they were not anelim in the study of Torah, and that's here what Yirmiyah means, Mav Ligisi Mibli Higisi, because I did not toil, I did not meditate in the study of Torah, that's why Naaseh Beisi Giti, my house turned into a wine press. People, the enemies trampled upon upon the base, Hamigdash, and destroyed it.
If I did this correctly, the gematria of the word Abligisi is 605 plus the 8 letters of the word is 613.
13. Wow.
Oh.
So that supports this midrash very nicely. It's accurate.
Very good. That's the one for the books. Okay, that's one for the books.
Who says it?
Baruch Hashem. The Kolo.
Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says it. Okay, no, he says it. Mr. Planik says it. Very, very nice.
You have to check the
check the accuracy of
the. Okay, let's go to the next. Now, let's go to the next pasuk. Hine Kol Shavas Basanim Meretz Marchakim. Okay, now we come to the now we continue. We continue in describing the horrors. Behold, the sound of the shavas. The word shavas, there's a beautiful medrash that says the word shavas means it has many different themes. Okay, let's go further. Okay, don't worry about it. Hine kol shavas basani meretz mecharkim. From the sound of the shavas basani, I hear Yirmiya is saying the reason why. Now this pasuk is a continuation. It's an explanation. Why is my heart sick? Why is my heart weak? It's because I hear the cry of the Kol Shavas Basani. I hear my people. I hear them crying. I hear their grief. I hear their moans when they hear. When they hear the enemy, when I hear my people crying in Golos, Yirmiyah says, I see up in Ruach HaKodesh that the Klal Yisrael is going to be exiled. The survivors will be taken down to Bavel, and in Bavel they're going to be treated like garbage. They're going to be slaves. They're going to be the lowest status of society, and this is the land, the Eretz Merchakim, and therefore that is why I am in a state of pain. The reason why Libi Davoy is because I can see now the future where my people are going to be crying out in a land that is distant from Eretz Yisrael. Yirmiyah then concludes the pasuk and says, it's all your fault. And this is very, very, Yirmiyah is blaming Klal Yisrael. It's not necessary that it should come to this. Hashem ein b'tzion. Is Hashem not in Tzion? Im malko ein bo. Malka here refers to the Melech Malchei Amlachim. Is her king not present? Hashem is here. Why are you allowing this to happen? All you have to do is a sincere repentance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will immediately accept your tefillos and he will be mevatel the gezerah of Churban. Is Hashem not in Tzion? Im Malka in Bo? Is her king not present? Ma'adua hichisuni bif silehem? Why are you angering Hashem through your abominations, through your idols, behavle nechar, with foreign gods, things that are futile, that are strange to the service of Hashem? Let's see the Mitzudos Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk says, Hinei kol, Mitzun Eloimar, Eich lo yidve libi. This pasuk is a continuation. The reason why Yirmiyah says my heart is weak, my heart is sick, is because halo hagiluyos ve'enai. There is something frightening that is revealed to my eyes. Ki'ilu kvar nasa, as if it already happened. What is this? V'chidu ani shemei kol tzakas pasamim eretz mechakim. It's as if I hear people crying from a distant land. And Yirmiyah says, you have no one to blame but yourselves. If you so wish, you could do tshuva. Why don't you pray to Hashem? Why do you continue to anger me with by worshipping idols? Rashi, Pasig Yutas, Hine Kol Shabbas Basami, Anish Meas Shesefan Litzoik the Eretz Merchokim. Yirmiyah says, I hear that they will come when you'll cry to Hashem in a distant land. Falama Kolzo, Salah Hashem Bitzion. It's an expression, my people, the daughter, the basa, the daughter of my people. It's an expression. Klal Yisrael, a nation is called an aim. Is like a mother. So the children are called the bas, are the daughter of the nation. It's just an expression. Basami means my people. My people, I hear them crying. Rashi, Anish Meir Shesefin Litzoyk Be'eretz Mechakim V'lom Kol Zos Halo Hashem B'tzioin. Hashem is here. The Shechin is present. Im Yashuvu Elav Yimsa Lohem. If you'll only do tshuva, Hashem will make himself available and he will bring the geula. Now, so I want to quote you a medrash. The medrash just says the word shavas is a very powerful word. The word shavas means three things. It means za'oka, shava, and ne'oka. What's the difference between the word za'oka, shava, and Aka? I don't know, but he quotes three pesukim, and I guess from the context of the following three pesukim, you get a greater depth in the meaning of the word. For example, Zaka the Chassid says in the pasuk, "Vayanchu v'nei Yisrael min ho'avoda, vayizaku, v'tal shavasam el Hashem." So it says their shavo went to Hashem. And the Shavo went to Hashem because it was through Ze'oka. Now in this context, this pasuk, what were they crying about? They were crying about that their children, their firstborns, were thrown into the Yam. The loss of children. So there, when there was a loss of children, people were in a state of Ze'oka. And that Ze'oka is synonymous with Shavo. Next pasuk. The next pasuk is Shavasam Rishu Shava He Gam Shav the Kol Shavas. That's this pasuk right here. Excuse me. Okay, this pasuk over here is the Kol Shavas Basani. That's what Yirmiyah over here says. Yirmiyah over here says Shavas. Okay, it means the raising of the voice, and Ne'oka is Vayishma Lukimes Na'akosam. Another pasuk. Another banaka. So therefore, just the point over here is that this word shavas, the message is trying to emphasize is, it's a very powerful expression of pain. It captures many different types of tsar. And when you study the various psukim of Tanakh where this is used in reference, you will find three different expressions. Each one, I don't know more than this, each one carries with it a different dimension of pain. And here Yirmiyah, he sees the Ruach HaKodesh, and in Golus there's going to be many different types of suffering. And for that, he cries. For that, he says, don't even attempt to give me comfort. Mavli Gisi, because Olai Libi Davoi, due to the Shavas Basani that I hear in the Eretz Merchakim. Okay, next words of the Mitzudos. Okay, let's do the Radak. Up to the Radak. Okay, the Radak and Pasik Yutas, Hine, Kol Shavas Basami, Meretz Merchakim, Soyakim, Mipachad Oyev Abom, Meretz Merchakim. So the Radak is learning the Pasik different. A different interpretation than Rashi and the Mitzudos. He is saying that the cry that Yirmiyah is hearing is not the cry of the people after they go into exile, but rather it's the cry people hear of the terror that they anticipate, or not anticipate, that they fear the enemy will arrive. Eretz Merchakim is a reference not to the people who are now in Eretz Merchakim, but it's the enemy that is coming from the Eretz Merchakim. The Tzayakim, the people who are living in Yerushalayim, are crying Mipachet from the enemy Oyev Habo Eretz Merchakim. The Oymen. And what do they say? Hashem Mitzion is Hashem Adam Tzion. Imalkein Bo. Imkein Eich Yavo Yaleinu. Now again, the second part of the pasuk, he also interprets differently, and they're saying is that how could this happen? How can it possibly be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the enemy to arrive at the front door if the Shekhinah is present in Yerushalayim? This should not happen. Haloi Hashem Shekhinasoi B'tzion U'melech Yesh B'tzion V'eich. It also, it seems to say here that the king refers to the king Tzidkiyahu, the king of Klal Yisrael, U'melech Yesh B'tzion V'eich Yishloi Boho Oyev. How can it possibly be that when the Shekhinah is present, the enemy is allowed to knock on the front door? V'chakel neshivim, and Hashem says, Hashem responds, what's your problem? Ma'adu hechisuni, why do you anger me? Eich yachshu li'inotzel b'yos b'tzion, why do you think that just because my shechin is present in Tzion, I'm going to tolerate avera? Tehem hechisuni, they have angered me, b'bifsi lehem, b'havle nechar, ratzolemar b'havle el nechar, and there's nothing I can do to help you. Mar hakim hamem b'patach, it's patach hei ha'alef nocho, I'm not sure what he means by that. There's no dot, but anyway, there's no dot. Now, if you understand here, game Hashem in Mitzion Nivia Echas Yoson Vigoymer. So let's take a look at the Targum. Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk Yutes says, Hakal Tzavchas B'chnishto Diami. The sound of crying is in. Of Knal Yisrael is Me'aru Rechika, comes forth from a distant land, period. And now he goes, Nevi'o Oichachas Yoshon, the Navi gives them Musar. Okay, that's he's learning the pasuk like Rashi and the Mitzudos. The one that's speaking at the end of the pasuk is Yirmiyah. Who's there to blame? No, there's no one to blame but yourself. Hashchinto da Hashem les b'tzion. Imalko les ba, mo dein margizin kad kodomai. Why do you anger Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tzalmo nehon b'fulchan tavos? Why do you anger Kadosh Baruch Hu by worshiping idols? In other words, like we learn in the Mitzvah, like Rashi, you have no one to blame but yourself. There's no reason why it has to come to this where you go into godless into a distant land. Okay, next pasuk. Pasachov says, Ovar Kotzir, Kola Koyitz. Now this is a very interesting pasuk. The Kotzir has passed. What is the Kotzir? The Kotzir is the harvest. Kola Koyitz, the summer is over. In other words, Pesach has passed. The Koyitz, the end of the summer has passed. Vanachdu loyno shonu, we have not been saved. Now the similar interpretation of the pasuk over here is Pasachov the Mitsudo says, Mitzapim anu l'shuas v'him misacheres lava. The Golos, this was a prolonged, the Chorban took place over a 3-year process. The siege took place on Asar B'Teves. It took 3 years from the time of the siege until the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. More than 3 years, 3.5 years. And here the Pasuk over here says that during this 3-year period of time, the people living in Yerushalayim were always hoping, when will salvation come? When will our friends, when will our good friends in Egypt, who have promised to have our back to protect us, when will they show up with weapons? When will they come and save us? They're not here. Mitzapim anu l'shua v'hi misacheres lavo. It's delayed. Ki kvar over hakotzir. So this is an expression. The harvest has passed. Ukvar kola zman hakayitz. The summer has passed. V'adayin lo neshanu v'tzim lemar zezman rav anu b'suchalo mimu shocha. A prolonged state of hoping. We've been hoping and hoping for the gula to come, for salvation to come, and has not arrived. Rashi, of our kotzer kolakoyitz, sapinu, Rashi just says it right, cuts to the chase. Who are they hoping for? They're hoping for Egypt. Mitzrayim has made an alliance with Klal Yisrael, and this is what we had so many times, that we always, the Klal Yisrael always thought that if things get very, very bad, their good friends, Mitzrayim, will come to their rescue. Tzipinu le'ezras Mitzrayim ve'loi ba. Amarnu, we said, Yavar HaKotzir. Maybe the reason why the Egyptians is not coming because it's now the election season. They're too busy on the campaign trail. They don't have enough time. They're too busy. They're fighting in Congress. They're busy with themselves. But when the election season is over, when the Kotzir is over, they'll have time then to help us. Nope, it didn't happen. Yavar HaKotzir v'yipinuim lov yavo. V'nei ovar zman HaKotzir be'ir. Vizman akayitz v'tamos. Year has passed. Tamos has passed. V'loi bohu, they have not arrived. They're deliberately stalling. They don't want to help us. Okay, that's the Rashi. The entire, the Radak pasik chaf says avakot sir kotzik uzman she yivasha adam mimnei habitzuros, a person. Sheyusha ba'adam emnei habetzuros, because of the I'm not sure what this means.
A time to be happy
because of the habetzuros, to harvest. The time when the betzir baitzer, when you harvest the grapes. This is the time a person is happy. Adam samach b'vavah katzir. The kamosha cost of kisimchas b'katzir v'chein zman akayitz v'musimach b'peris akayitz, you're happy. V'oim ezedech mashul klaymar. Ovu zmanim. So what's the mashul? These are happy seasons during the year. So our doctor is a little bit different. These are happy seasons. The good happy seasons have passed. V'omar. V'oim ezedech mashul klaymar. Ovu hazmanim shechashavnu l'yashia b'chem v'lo yinashem, we have not been saved. And the Farshim have the Midrashim, not only the Midrashim, but the Darshan have a very different interpretation. They say this refers to what we were all used to hearing, is that when is Mashiach going to come? Throughout history, there have been many Gedolei Yisrael who have told us Mashiach is coming this year. There's a tkuva when Mashiach is coming, according to our calculations. There's a calculation in Sefer Daniel, and Mashiach has to come by the year such and such. And these predictions have been repeated throughout history over and over again. And we all know the question: how are Gedolim allowed to promise that Mashiach is going to come by a certain time? But it says the Pharisee in the Pasuk that this secret is not revealed to anyone. So the answer, common answer, is that doesn't mean Mashiach has to come, but it means it's a zman that's mesugal. It's a good time. It's a time when, according to the calculations, we are entitled to read the psukim in Sefer Daniel and make the calculations, and based upon our knowledge, to have a reasonable zman of when Mashiach should come. And according to our calculations, the Mashiach should have come, and it has not come. That's exactly what this pasuk is saying. It's a frustration of our kotzir. Kotzir is the harvest, but the shorish of kotzir is ketz, kuf tzadi. Call it koyitz. Koyitz is the summer. But again, Koyitz, the shorish of the word Koyitz of Kuf Tzadi, which represents the Kates. Bikesh Yaakov Legaloi Saketz. Yaakov wanted to reveal the end of days, and the Shechina departed. All of the various calculations that have been made by the Gedolei Yisrael have passed. The Adayin Loi Noshanu, and we have not yet been saved. Mashiach has not come. Why? Obviously, we are doing something wrong. The Chafetz Chaim, he made the calculations. The Chafetz Chaim, I don't think, would ever have imagined, believed for a moment, that we would still be standing here in Tavshin Ayin Vav, and Mashiach has not come. People that lived before the Holocaust cannot imagine, after seeing the horrors of the Holocaust, where every pasuk, every curse that's in the Torah came true, cannot possibly believe it would now be 70 years, 71 years, and Mashiach has not yet come. And going back during before the time of the Crusades, the time of Tach V'Tat, during all the pogroms, the blood libels, Inquisition, you go through the whole history of Klal Yisrael, people who lived through these sorrows cannot fathom. How could it possibly be that Mashiach has not yet come? All of the predictions, all of the Mamori Chazal, all of the Psukim have already come to pass. That expression is captured in this one simple pasuk. Avar kotzir, kola koyitz, va'anachnu loy noishanu. And yet, after everything is said and done, Mashiach has not yet come. It's beyond belief. All right, we'll stop here.